Hello everyone, and welcome back to Uncommon Sense, the most uncommon place on the internet where we question everything and learn together. I am your host, Billy the Kid, and of course in the studio I have
Uncle Butch. Welcome back to another live episode. We're pleased to have you with us, and this week we're gonna focus on you and what questions do you have for us?
For whatever reason, when the light hits your camera just right.
Right. I'm gonna try and sit over this way a little bit so you can see my face some.
And you don't have to wear the headphones the whole time. We're just trying to double check the sound, make sure we're not too echoey and whatnot. It sounds like I'm coming through pretty good, from what I can tell, anyway. Can you hear me on there?
No. I can't see which ones.
Oh, I'm sorry. Here. Here we go. It's the front one.
Still don't
hear. See, we're all literally learning together, you guys. We're still learning this whole live thing and whatnot. And it's just the two of us, so it's not like we have somebody over here that can monitor for us. But I figure we'll kind of go over some random videos from the internet. A couple from you know, that you had. And then I got a bunch of random junk I've saved on Instagram that intrigued me. So we'll see what kind of questions pop up and, you know, what questions you guys have. Leave them in the comments. Yeah. And if we don't get to them today, or you end up, you know, missing the live show that we worked so hard to bring you.
No, if you have any questions and you didn't make it up to the live show, go ahead, leave a comment. We'll be happy to answer any questions you have down below.
Yep, maybe it'll be the next episode.
Yeah.
So, because Sundays, our podcast days are going to kind of become the question of the week days. And
Well, where do we get most of our questions from is our subscribers and our listeners, our viewers. They get some of those questions. And
this gives you guys the chance to interact with us live and ask your questions. And like I say, if we don't get to them, we will eventually. You know, and then we can kind of do some research together.
Right.
I mean, hey. Question everything, learn together has been our thing since
our motto since like almost the beginning.
Yeah. So let's do the research together and literally learn together.
Exactly.
Like, scratch my nose. I don't really have allergies, but my nose does get itchy. Like I do, but I don't, I guess.
I get allergies so bad this season. Yeah, the hay fever season.
There's times where you're out in the valley over there.
Right.
Like, it looks like fog, but it's just sage and juniper. And
yeah. All that pollen just kicking up. Oh, man.
And it'll almost look like fog.
Yeah.
Especially early in the morning. When everything's still kind of dewy.
Uh-huh. Anyway. You ever see a bunch of pollen fall from a tree before?
Yes.
Oh, man.
There's... You ever shaken a tree just to be a jerk? And I've never done that.
No, not you. You would never do something like that. Not our beloved Billy, no.
Ornery is my middle name. That's what my grandma told me anyway. Hey, she's the one that gave me the kid.
Yep.
My brother didn't name me Billy. But, yep, he's going to have to own that one day.
Yep, definitely.
This is all your fault, man.
Alright, so here we have a reaction. We're going to do a reaction real quick. I've seen this before. Billy Hatson. And we're going to see what kind of questions you guys might have in regards to this.
Okay, here we go.
Ready?
I think so.
Alright.
You know, I don't think we're actually going to need that one. Now that I think about it. Because I got Instagram pulled up on this one. Okay. So here's where it might get echoey. I might have to mute us while he talks.
No, I don't think you should.
We're going to try it.
We're going to try it. If it comes out echoey, we'll pause it and we'll play it over for you guys.
Yeah.
How do you explain to people that the government is full of pedophiles and that our water is being poisoned with fluoride and...
Toxicity of fluoride, critical evaluation of evidence for human development, neurotoxicity, and epidemiological, that's a word for you, studies, animal experiments, and in vitro analysis. Yeah, I just wanted to read what it said.
Heavy metals. How food is fake, the weather is being manipulated, clouds are actually created to block the sun, and that chemtrails actually kill people, our government actually stands for mind control, and that big events are actually staged to keep us distracted from the real truth. Artists and people of power actually practice rituals at these events without the fans actually knowing. When a doctor gives you a shot, he actually gets a bonus. Now, they don't do that for chemotherapy, so why do they do that for vaccine shots? And that war and our military is actually used to decrease the population.
And why is it chemo is your option when it comes to cancer and not any natural things that are out there?
Right. I mean, years and years and centuries ago, we had homeopathic medicine.
When the Europeans started coming over to America,
right,
the Indians had like never been sick.
Yeah.
Not for thousands of years, hundreds of years.
Right.
Right. And when did they get sick before that? Before their tribes moved up from Mexico.
Yeah.
Because the Spanish had gone to Mexico.
Yep.
And their survivors came up here. Hundreds and hundreds of years before we started coming over to America.
Yep.
We meaning Europeans.
Yeah.
You know. Just saying.
Yep.
We brought disease when we came from Europe. And that disease didn't used to be in Europe either.
Right.
So where does it come from?
That's a good
question. What really makes us sick?
Well, let's see, the Europeans had the plague before,
And how dirty they were living at that time. Yeah. But there's a lot of empty holes, too, in that part of our history, in like the Dark Ages and the whole plague thing. Kind of sparked more questions for me.
Yeah.
Why is there so many gaps and holes in that part of our history?
We should have more.
Well, and then in that similar time frame is when, like, you know, the snakes were driven from Ireland.
Right.
Just putting that out there. Is that a coincidence?
Could be. Maybe
not. What are they not telling us? That's always my number one question. What are they not telling us?
What are they trying to distract me from?
Yeah. So we're going to watch this one more time.
All right.
Let's.
How do you explain that to people? How do you explain to people that the government is full of pedophiles and that our water is being poisoned with fluoride and heavy metals? Our food is fake, the weather is being manipulated, clouds are actually created to block the sun, and that chemtrails actually kill people, our government actually stands for mind control, and that big events are actually staged to keep us distracted from the real truth. Artists and people of power actually practice rituals at these events without the fans actually knowing. When a doctor gives you a shot, he actually gets a bonus. Now, they don't do that for chemotherapy, so why do they do that for vaccine shots? And that war and our military is actually used to decrease the population. Yeah. How do you explain that to people?
I think there's this lady I watched that's from Portland, and we might watch a couple of her videos today.
Right.
And something that she suggests that we've all, you know, we've talked about before, is ask them give them information in the form of a question. So, did you know that such and such happened at the same time that
this, you know, all going on?
I don't know, the George Floyd thing or whatever,
right,
was going on,
right?
Or have you heard that, I don't know, Madonna was recently in trouble for child trafficking, stuff like that,
right?
You know what I mean? And, you know, kind of wait for your opportune moment. Like, say, the small talk,
right,
is happening. Somebody's talking about, you know, celebrities and this and that. Oh, did you guys hear that Madonna, blah, 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 blah?
Yeah.
But we're still celebrating her. It's kind of weird.
Well,
here's one. You just spark questions in their brain.
Here's one for you that a lot of people probably have forgotten about because they're being distracted by all this other stuff. You know, all the little shinies. Stop looking at the shinies. Let's focus on the real stuff.
Look, a balloon.
Yeah.
That's going to be a good joke for a long time.
The question is still out there. Who are the clients on Epstein's list?
Why are all these people
being arrested for... We have access to his black book, but...
Yeah, but why are people being arrested for various political things?
Right.
But nobody on that list is getting arrested?
Right.
Why?
Just saying.
They don't even want us talking about it.
No, they don't.
They're not going to talk about it. Just putting that out there.
Yeah. All right.
So let's see, which one was this one?
This is going to be a lonely, lonely stream.
I don't have...
All right, what we got here?
A long, lonely stream? It might be. That's okay.
That's fine. We're going to get some information out there to you today, so stay tuned for that.
Back over here.
All right, I haven't seen this shit before.
Have to respect your beliefs. I'll respect your right to hold those beliefs, but the beliefs themselves command no inherent respect. Many of you identify with pronouns or with labels like Christian or Satanist or atheist or empath or sociopath or introvert or extrovert. Some of you identify as woke and some of you identify as awake, and some of you are content with sleeping. I mean, isn't the ultimate human paradox created through societal labels? We identify as subsects of humans that give us a sense of community and inclusion. But when I broaden the scope of my perspective, I see these associations only divide humanity more. I am human. You are human. We are human. Oppressed under tyrannical law, but human nonetheless. I don't have to respect your beliefs. I'll respect your right to hold those beliefs, but the beliefs themselves command no inherent respect. I'll see myself out. I don't have any beliefs. I'll respect.
All right, so what do you think about that one?
I like that one.
Right?
Yeah.
And that goes for everybody. I agree with everything he said. And he doesn't have to agree with me. I don't have to agree with him. But we are all human, and we are all fighting the same enemy. The tyrannical rulers of the world. So what are we doing today, brain? Talking. The world. Taking back the world. Thanks.
Yeah, taking back the world. I agree 100%. We're taking it back.
One Sunday at a time.
We are tired of the threats. We are tired of the tantrums. We are tired of the disobedient behavior. It is time we take our country back.
Yeah. All right, let's see what else we can come up with here. Oh, wait.
Who else we got here?
Bring up this one real quick.
All right.
Yeah.
RNA being injected into the animals that we eat. And at first they said, no, that's not happening. That's not the case. It's not going on. Well, Unfortunately, now that is exactly the case, and Thomas Renz has the receipts to prove it. He joins me now. Okay, so as if the mRNA injections weren't enough of a disaster with all the arms, the human arms they've put them in, now they're going to put them into the animals. What do you think is going on here, Thomas Renz?
Well, I mean, you know, they didn't kill enough with the first round of jabs, so they need to keep going, I guess. Yeah, listen, this is unbelievable. And just so that you know, Owen, because I had a couple people respond to this, so, you know, I'm just going to eat veggies. That ain't going to help. It ain't going to help because they're doing it there, too. In fact, it's actually, it appears that it would be easier from a scientific perspective to get the gene therapy aspects of the mRNA jabs into humans through engineered vegetables than for animals. Now, they don't want you to know that they're going to put gene therapy drugs into your food and poison you.
I was going to say, that's all big pharma lobbying. And that's what this is. It's vaccinating you through your food because they know there's all kinds of different reasons why people don't want to put the needle injection into their arm. I mean, there's a litany of reasons. So they figure, well, we'll just trick you. We'll deceive you. We'll put the vaccines in the food and you won't even know what hit you. And it's all proof right here. You've got the proof. mRNA being injected into the animals.
I've seen that before. I think I sent it to you months before.
You might have. But I don't know how many of our viewers have actually seen it. So
yeah, we needed to see that.
It's an important thing to discuss.
And yeah, it's from InfoWars, but if a person has proof,
and if he has actual
proof of something going on.
Yeah. Let's take note of it.
Yeah.
Well, like we were talking the other day about, you know, we've, for the most part, stopped watching the news.
Right.
Because we don't trust any of them. I know I don't.
Yeah.
You know, you still watch Newsmax once in a while.
Yeah.
I mean, I still, you know, kind of watch various different news stuff. And
well, I watch a couple channels. I watch
political influencers.
Deutsche Oil and Deutsche World News, DW News. I watch them. I also watch, I can't remember the name of it. It's the one down in South Africa. They have a nice world.
Yeah.
I think they broadcast about events going on all around the world. And I like doing that because it's getting the world's perspective.
And we also need
what's going on here in America.
Set aside our bias when we're watching the news.
Yeah.
We don't have to agree with that person. We don't have to like them. Okay. It's about what bits of information they are giving us.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, okay, for example, Matt Walsh. I will bring him up because everybody either loves him or hates him, I guess.
Right.
I don't really either. He annoys the crap out of me. I think he's arrogant. I kind of liked him at first, you know, when he first started floating to the surface. But the more things go along, the more I don't trust the conservative media anymore.
When he started floating to the surface.
Whoops. Bad wording. My bad. Whatever.
Is that a subliminal psychological thing?
Sure, why not? Yeah. They do it to us.
Somewhere a slip of the tongue, a Freudian slip. Yeah, saying something that you was thinking inside, letting it slip out.
Yeah, probably. But because it's that whole thing that, like, the more time goes along, the more it's obvious that the conservative side isn't on our side either.
Right.
They're just manipulating information in a different way.
Yes.
So, what information are they giving me?
No, that's...
Let's take note of that.
Yeah.
And something that I had posted on our Facebook one day. There's that Blippi show.
Oh, I hate the Blippi show.
I can't stand that show. I hate that show. Now, his overall take on it, obviously, he's, like, really outlandish with it.
Right.
You know? And doing his whole arrogant Matt Walsh thing. But there is a point to be had in what he said.
Right.
Why is a grown man acting like a child?
Right.
To influence children at an extremely young age. With all this other stuff going on. Doesn't that spark some questions?
Right.
Why are they trying to normalize adults playing like children. Okay. No, people have their own conspiracies about.
I have my own suspicions about it.
Yeah.
You know.
Me too.
You know, why?
I just think it's a question that our viewers need to ask because I know a lot of our viewers have children.
Yeah.
Or no children.
Yeah.
And if your children are watching Blippi, just ask yourself, why is this okay?
Grown man.
And why might it not be okay?
Right.
So, people have their own conspiracies and whatever theories about Mr. Rogers. Okay.
Right.
However, if we take it just as the show for what it is, Mr. Rogers was entertaining children, but he was not playing like he was a child. He did not talk to the children like he was a child, like he was a baby.
No.
Or anything like that.
No, but what he did do is he taught them to be a neighbor,
mm-hmm.
to be friendly, to be kind. He taught them that boys are boys, girls are girls. He also taught to use your imagination and play and have fun mm-hmm. with it. It's okay to pretend.
Yes, it is perfectly
normal
okay.
to pretend.
Even as an adult, frankly, adults should pretend a little bit more.
Yes. About,
you know, use that amount of imagination.
I'm, Billy can attest to this. I'm of a certain age, and I still go in the store and crack jokes and make fun of things. And
I still
skip and
push all the buttons on the toys when we go down the toy aisle.
Oh, yeah. I do that when we go down the dildo aisle. I mean, the toy aisle.
Get out. Moving on.
Moving on, though.
Wrapped up like a news. Oh.
Oh, got you to laugh.
Did you make me laugh or did I make you laugh?
Alright, well, who started it?
I don't know. Me?
Who first told you about wrapped up like a douche?
Oh, I already thought wrapped up like a douche, but then today you added the...
Like a rubber.
Like a rubber in the night.
Oh, man.
Okay, real quick, since everybody's talking about it, what do you think about the whole Tucker Carlson thing? Let's just...
Tucker Carlson. Let's talk about Tucker Carlson and get that up out of the way.
Yeah.
Well, let's see. I know that Fox News' stock has plummeted 17% since Tucker Carlson left. Not only did a lot of viewers leave because that's the only reason they was watching Fox News
mm-hmm.
was for Tucker Carlson.
Yep.
But those advertisers that were on there supporting Tucker Carlson, you know, playing their ads during the show and everything else, well, there's no show, no sense for the ads. They pull all their ads.
Yep.
Not just during Tucker Carlson,
but
all
from
their
Fox
ads,
News
all
in
the
general.
Fox News ads.
So, I think this whole Tucker thing is a good thing. He's a free man now, for one.
The last picture I saw of him, smiling.
He was smiling.
He was a happy soul.
He feels that freedom.
Yeah.
And he still is full of information.
Yes, yes.
And they are going to try to discredit him for everything he says.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like they did with Nixon and Eisenhower.
They already tried to discredit the video, saying that it was altered or something.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm pretty sure he got an escort through the through the Capitol that day.
Yeah. It didn't look altered to me, so.
It's not altered.
Just saying.
But they're trying to bury it. They're trying to bury the footage, the January 6th footage. My question that I have. Maybe you have it too. Did Tucker Carlson make copies?
I plead the fifth.
He had access to over 60,000 hours, or what was it? 60 or 70,000. 70,000, I think it was.
I don't remember.
1,000 hours of video footage throughout the whole Capitol. During the whole event.
Oh, and then they had Ray Epps on freaking 60 Minutes and shit.
Oh, jeez.
Really? Yeah. I wonder how many other things he's acted in. Just putting that out there. You know, speaking of InfoWars and, you know, actors, you don't have to like Alex Jones. Like, no. I don't like Alex Jones. Alex Jones first surfaced.
Yes.
I do believe he was genuine then.
Yes.
And I think he's just another one of their puppets now.
Yes.
But, like I said, we have to set aside that bias. What information were we given? You know, right. Whether we like that person or not. What information did they give us? What does that tell us? What does that teach us? Put it on our little conspiracy board. I'm going to start one behind me. Oh, dude. I have a pegboard. Totally bring it in. Several on my conspiracy board on the wall over
there. There we go. That's all we need, a pegboard in here.
Heck yeah. Let's do it.
Mom just sent me this. No, read it.
I did.
Even the words in between.
Oh, good times. Oh.
Oh, yes.
Right about there?
How about now? Yeah, we got a couple people watching now. Now we got to behave.
Oh, man.
Well, welcome to our world. Glad you're here. Glad you're joining us.
Just enter at your own risk.
Yes.
It's one of those.
This is definitely PG-13.
And everything we talk about is for educational and entertainment purposes only.
That's right.
We're here to laugh, talk, and think for ourselves.
Yeah. Today we're having a contest to see who can make the other one laugh the most. And I don't know.
I think you guys are going to have to keep score for us.
You're going to have to keep score for us. Let us know.
I know I'm a loser, so it's fine.
No, you're not a loser.
It's I'm a loser, right. Baby. Why don't you kill me?
Yeah, say that on YouTube.
Oh. On the live?
There you go.
Yeah. That's a 1984 word for you, if I ever heard one. We can't say that either?
No, 1984. Oh. Well, you know, they're one that depends changed on the definition about. Of everything.
Words. Yeah.
And we covered this a little bit the last couple of
manipulating episodes. Words manipulates the masses.
Tries to manipulate the truth, but they cannot or try to manipulate the facts, but they cannot manipulate the truth.
Speaking of such things, okay, I got these bookends not too long ago.
Right.
And you know the Ponderer statue?
Right.
I read somewhere that it's actually called the Thinker.
Right, it's what it's called.
So, why, for a period of time, were we taught that it was called the Ponderer?
I always grew up knowing it as the Thinker. But as soon as you said the Ponderer, I knew exactly which one you thought.
Because there was a period of time, I would say, late 80s, into the 90s, where we were kind of taught that it was the Ponderer.
Right.
Not the Thinker. Why? Right.
Yeah, why?
What significant difference is between those words?
Yeah.
Think about it. Don't ponder it. Think about it.
Don't ponder it. Here, I'm going to chat here.
We could. Hey, real quick on yours, look up the definition of ponder and the definition of thinker.
All right.
I
can do that.
Just for kicks.
Just for kicks, alright.
I gotta get my kick somehow. On Route 66.
Should we ask ChatGPT?
No. ChatGPT, get out of here. Let me see if I can. We'll just go like this. We're doing the Instagram thing today. Cut off all the excess junk.
Alright, let me see what this one has to say. Let's see. Ponder, a noun, a person who ponders, a thinker.
Okay.
Alright. Thinker. One who spends time thinking, contemplating, or meditating. An intellectual, such as a philosopher or theologian. So, those are the two different nouns.
It's so one of those things that...
A ponderer is a person who is a thinker, which...
However...
Why don't they just say thinker?
However, though, you can be a ponderer without necessarily being a thinker. It's one of those things.
Right. A ponderer is someone who also questions.
If they're a true thinker.
If they're a true
thinker. But you can ponder about lots of different things.
Right. That might not even be accurate.
That might not even mean anything.
Right. What's a woman?
But to truly think critically.
Right.
You are then definitely a thinker.
Yeah, definitely. What's a woman?
What I was born as. You know, you don't have a dingley between your legs, like me.
Oh, come on now. You always told me to hump to the right.
Because it's funnier that way.
Oh, okay. Sorry. We're keeping it PG-13. We haven't said any cuss words or anything yet.
Oh, man. Okay, let's get back to something.
Little something.
Okay, so what does this girl have to say?
Alright, let's hear.
So, in case you haven't heard, our old good friend Bill Gates has made another large purchase in the American economy. Guess what it is? Heineken. He has purchased over $1 billion in shares of Heineken. So, I'm not a beer drinker, but I'm not going to trust any man who's trying to buy up all the farmland, which, by the way, is to control our water sources, and who is giving all kinds of scientific background on the recent, you know, and this and the whole pandemic. I'm not going to trust him with buying a beer company, okay? And it's not just Heineken. So Heineken also owns Mexico's Tecate, I'm not saying that right, Dos Equis, Sol, Bohemia, Carta Blanca, and Indigo, Jamaica's Red Stripe, Haiti's Prestige, Southeast Asia's Tiger Beer, and Italy's Beer Amore. So, the more you know, if you drink beer, don't drink Heineken anymore. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of beer companies.
I'm probably a little close to that. Yeah, I was. People couldn't see me. Couldn't see my reaction. I'll change that.
That's right. I could have turned it up probably a little bit.
But... Right.
So... Along the lines of beer.
Right.
My favorite beer company, Guinness.
Guinness. Right.
Has promoted TRANS things in their commercials in Ireland.
Yeah. I've heard about that.
Mm-hmm. So it's come to a point where we, as the consumers.
You about Guinness, because I know you, that's what you drink.
Yeah. Because, yeah, so we had this conversation before.
Right, I don't know if you still drink it, but...
I haven't since I found that out.
Oh, okay.
So it's come to a point where we, as the consumers, we need to do our research.
Yes.
Who are we buying from? What do they support? Where do they send their money? Where do they get their money from?
Right.
Where do they get their supplies? Where is their headquarters?
Yeah.
Where are their factories? Who do they hire? Are they actually hiring, or are they, you know, slave away, you know, right, like a cobalt mine? I don't know.
Well, here's the thing. How do they treat their employees?
And how do they run their business? Those are, you know, more broad questions, but still getting to the point. Like,
right. I want to know who I'm dealing doing business with.
How do they treat their employees and their customers?
Right.
And how do they run their business? Anyway, but those are fairly broad but simple questions.
Yeah.
And it all kind of boils down to follow the money.
Yeah.
Follow the resources and follow the money, right?
Right.
Okay. So I'm trying to keep my eyes out, whether I'm on Instagram or Facebook or whatever, for places that are actually stationed, shall we put it, right, in the U.S.
Yeah.
Okay. Beer companies, clothing companies, whatever.
Yeah.
1620, guys. They're actually made in America. Yeah.
Yeah, we want to promote American-made products.
Oh, and all-American clothing.
All-American
clothing. I'm wearing jeans.
Yeah.
Yep. And 1620 does make women's pants. Women's work pants.
Oh, good deal.
For all the women out there. The women out there that, you know, pour concrete or, you know, loggers, truckers, whatever, and you need actually durable jeans.
Right. Something that
Carhartt ain't got nothing on 1620. I'm going to tell you that from experience.
Or American.
They don't promote me. Nothing. We don't get sponsorship or nothing from them. But I wear their clothes.
You wear
And I have loyally worn this hat for like a year.
Yes.
Okay. Why? Because I like their stuff.
Yeah.
And their shirts are so soft. Just saying. Oh, no, that was American Clothing Company. Their shirts are perfect.
Yeah. That's what I thought you were saying. And then you switched it.
Well, and then 1620 is the one with the heavy-duty jeans.
Jeans, yeah.
And they have more than just heavy-duty, you know, Carhartt-style jeans. They have other styles and stuff. Right. But
go check them out.
They're work clothes.
Yeah.
And if you own a company, they do custom uniform stuff, too.
Yeah.
So, spin that out. So, when you guys hear of American companies, you know, let us know. Let your friends know. Post it on Facebook. Like, what companies are American based that you support? Right. You know?
And just to reiterate, we're actually doing a live show here to engage more with all of us, our uncommoners and our viewers. And if you have a question for us, because our question of the week is, what questions do you have for us that we can question together and learn together with?
Exactly.
So if you have a question, feel free to throw it into the chat. Or leave it in the comments after the show.
This one's kind of along different lines, but let's go ahead and put this out there.
All right.
Because I've already thought about doing something like this, but, you know, life hack. Let's go.
Is one of the coolest systems we have. It's called a biopod. Because of the biopod, we don't have to rely on store-bought chicken. We first build a ramp out of coffee grounds. The free used coffee grounds are coming from local coffee shops.
Save your own coffee grounds.
Yeah.
You know, ask local coffee shops if they'll donate their used coffee grounds. Your neighbors, whatever. Right. If you have chickens, this is a way to do it.
Oh, they love coffee grounds.
Well, no, the bugs love the coffee grounds. I mean, the chickens actually do pick through them, too.
Right.
But the bugs are attracted to the coffee grounds. So he's going to show us this whole thing with worms. But something else I want to bring up is your eggshells. Don't throw them away.
No.
Let them dry out, crush them, and mix them in
with
your
oil.
Yeah, well, and with your grains and stuff that you're feeding your chicken. With their, you know, their table scraps and stuff like that. Just mix them up.
Oh.
In there, and if you crush them good, really nice and fine, it's not gonna it's not gonna make them do that thing where chickens start eating their own eggs.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Because it's nicely fine ground up.
Right.
Yeah, just putting that out there too.
Then stack cardboard together, connect it, and let it hang from the top. We then can add in leftover bones, dairy products, and vegetable scraps. The smell of all the food and coffee attracts black soldier flies. They enter through the top.
Flies in general.
Black soldier flies.
It attracts flies in general, all really. Right. But
these PVC-type openings They then lay on average 700 eggs in the cardboard, because the cardboard has lots of nooks and crannies, which is the perfect environment for them to lay eggs. The eggs then hatch into larvae, and they find their way into the coffee grounds and eat the organic matter. When the larvae are ready to turn into their fly forms, they'll start to move upward, searching for soil, because they know that they're in a food source, not soil, and it's soil that they'll have to stay in for about a month until they can turn into flies. As they move upwards, they fall into the bucket, which means they self-harvest themselves for us. Chickens need leafy greens, grains, and protein. We can grow the other two, and now we can also grow the protein.
That is cool.
So, just wanted to put that out there for our viewers.
Yeah.
For those of you that, you know, are looking at getting your own chickens or already have your own chickens, this is one really good way to do something like that.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Now, my chickens already have kind of their own food source, but I have a stepbrother who is a bug nerd. So, not everybody has that to their advantage to use.
Right.
But this is a way that you can do that yourself. And if you don't have that many chickens, I mean, they had like 3-4 buckets set up, you know, bins set up there. One will give you a lot of protein. Just one.
Yeah.
So if you don't have that many chickens, you have like 2 or 3, you would only need one tote. That's plenty.
That's all you.
Yeah. Otherwise, you're going to end up getting overloaded. Now, if you end up, you know, doing 2 totes and you end up with extras, who knows? You could sell them to your fellow farmers and whatnot. People with chickens. Maybe make your own business.
Yeah.
There's a thought. Okay.
Just checking the...
Have you seen this one?
Oh, no. I'm afraid.
Have you seen this idiot?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Vegan because it's strawberry milk and not, like, cow milk. You know what?
It's vegan because it's strawberry milk, not cow milk.
Okay.
I've seen that one before, but wait, she puts this one up here. This is great.
That might be the silliest thing I've heard on this whole act, bro. Everybody knows strawberry milk comes from pink cows.
It's strawberry milk and not like cow milk. You know what I mean?
That might be the silliest thing I've heard on this whole act, bro. Everybody knows strawberry milk comes from pink cows.
I'm like, yeah.
Oh, I love Tommy Chong.
Tommy Chong, always a classic.
Yes.
Always a classic.
I gotta love Tommy Chong.
Well, you know, chocolate milk comes from brown cows, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's where regular milk comes from, the white cows.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you get cottage cheese from the white and brown cows.
Right. So there's a couple other things I want people to kind of ask themselves.
What's that?
How was I going to word this?
Oh, just come on, spit it out. It's all right. Did you remember to put tags in the video?
Well, just the original tags question, everything and whatnot.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'm just curious.
The question I asked the other day to you, what is the one thing that we all have in common to fight for?
Freedom.
Yes.
Yeah.
So if we can just focus on that.
Yeah. Freedom. We want freedom.
You know, quit looking at each other differently because of somebody's religion or their color or their whatever else it is that they're trying to box us into.
Yeah.
Are they human?
That's a good question. Our question right now out to you guys is the audio fixed? Can you hear us clearly? No echoing? Let us know.
And just, you know, don't push out information just because you think it came from a certain side.
Right.
If it's information, it's information, and we need to take it for what it is.
Right.
and question it in the right way. How does it help us? Does it help us, first of all? How does it help us? And where do we go from here, knowing what we know now?
Right.
Right? Just ask more questions. We all need to ask more questions.
We do. We need to ask more questions. We need to question everything. We need to learn together. Learn together, what does that mean? It means to take the information that you've learned, the truth that you've learned, and share it with others.
Oh, like the fact that they're shipping homeless people from cities to cities?
Yeah.
Yeah, let me bring that up really quick before we get out of here, you guys.
Oh, man.
Because there's a chick I started following. She's from the Portland area. And she does, you know, kind of her own reporting and whatnot.
You got three watching now. It's probably about four.
Oh, here.
All right, here we go.
Well, actually, let's bring up this one. It's from her channel. Oops. It's not her, but it is from her channel. All
right.
This is on Instagram. And her channel is pdx.real.
So you're from Billings, Montana, and you were saying that the city got you a bus ticket from Portland. They asked you where you wanted to go, and they need multiple cities. You chose Portland, and they paid your way to come here. Did they set you up with any type of services here? Like, you can come here to go into a shelter, you have no friends or family here. Now, in my opinion, that's unethical and inhumane to just make people homeless and other people. And what's your name again, brother? Hey, nice to meet you. And good luck with everyone. Take care.
So he was sent from Billings.
Yeah, Billings, Montana.
People from the city came to him and offered him $200 and the ticket to move to a different city. Here, pick from these five cities.
Right.
Portland was on the list, and that was the one he picked. Why are they sending homeless people from one place to another just for them to still be homeless there?
Exactly.
And your eggs are an outrageous price. You can't afford to buy milk and bread, yet they're giving away needles on the streets of Portland and San Francisco. And why?
Right.
What problems does that solve?
Doesn't solve anything.
So on the note of that, real quick, we're going to end with here.
Here's a tip for winning friends, making allies, and influencing people in Portland. When somebody says something that you don't feel is true or is uninformed, a way to handle that is to ask them a question. So, why do you think that? Or did you know X, Y, and Z? Have you heard blah, blah, blah? Well, my experience is X. Those are all ways that are effective to have dialogue with somebody and find where you have common ground, or to have them open to being informed by some information that you might have for them. Just a warning, though, you might find that your mind is the one that's changed.
This is true.
That's true.
So, we'll end with that. If you want to follow her channel on Instagram, pdx.real.
Yeah.
And she is from Portland. There was a couple other things that I watched where I really think she is genuinely, like, someone on the ground from Portland
who's right.
doing their best to spread information like we are.
Right.
She's not monetized any more than you and me. Yeah. Doesn't really know how that works.
Yeah.
Kind of like you and me. Because we'll probably never be monetized.
Right.
If we ever make money, it's going to be on our own accord.
Yeah.
And just time and hard work.
Right.
And
we do this
continuing to spread information.
We've done this now for close to 2 years. Like, getting the information out. Come June. For the last couple of years, we've been doing this. Haven't made a dime.
And people ask us why.
Why?
Like, why do you guys... You still do the podcast? Do you make any money on it? No.
No.
Well, why not? Well, for one, because y'all ain't sharing us.
Right.
Okay. Why aren't you famous yet? Video. Well, because you didn't share my stuff.
Hit that like button. I mean, if you like it, hit it. If you don't like it, hit the don't like button.
Whatever. Or yeah. Or ignore us. Continue to ignore us. But my point is that it's just a matter of time and dedication, and we're really not doing this for the money.
No, we're not. Okay? We're doing it to get the information out.
We're doing it for you.
We're doing it to save you.
And frankly, for our own sanity.
Yeah.
Because there comes a point where you just have to talk about stuff.
Yeah.
And if we're going to talk about it anyways and discuss things and question things, we might as well do it in a fashion.
In a format.
Yeah. Where other people can join the conversation and can learn with us.
Right.
What's the point of knowing all this junk or, you know, researching all this junk if we can't share the information?
Or, in my case, experiencing it, living through it.
Same.
I
just depends on what you're talking about.
Back in the early 2000s, shortly after Facebook came on, I guess it was about 2009, 2010, got into a little bit of a dispute with a family member.
Mm-hmm. Mine happened in 2020.
They were married into the family, so, you know, they were in-laws.
Mm-hmm.
They were so adamant about their position, and I was like, you know, you're too young to even remember. I lived through that. I experienced that. And I'll tell you what, whoever taught you otherwise, got their
lied
facts.
To you.
Yeah, they lied to you. They got their facts all wrong.
Even if they didn't lie to you intentionally, they lied to you. Whatever they told you was a lie.
And shortly thereafter, I was blocked.
Well, yeah, a similar thing happened to me in 2020. It was basically an in-law situation, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It happens.
But the differences will be worked out. And another point real quick is that, you know, a lot of us, we have family members, loved ones, friends that haven't fully woken up yet. They're kind of in that denial stage.
Right.
And that's okay. You know, we don't need to separate each other like that either.
No,
the woke versus awake versus the whatever. Okay. We're all still human.
Yeah, we are.
And
God bless.
This might be a weird analogy. Sorry, but it's a decent analogy. When someone is an addict, you can't help them until they want to help themselves.
Right.
You can give them all the tools and information and whatever that they need. But until they actually want help, you can't help them.
Right. You can give them all the resources
and everything. Or awaken, or however you want to think of it. If they are going to, come to those realizations on their own.
Right.
When they hit their own rock bottom, so to speak. Right? So all we can do is continue to love them and pray for them and ask them questions. Okay? Put that information out there to them somehow. Just don't give up on them. Have faith in them and have hope that they will see the truth.
Yeah.
You know, and that's all we can really do.
That's all we can do.
On that note,
that ends it for this episode. Thanks for joining us, those that did, and thanks for contributing to the conversation. Question, last episode was asked, how old was Uncle Butch? Yeah. Made it up again. Second question, or the next question is, how old's Billy? Dun,
dun, dun. You're all wrong. No matter what you think, it's wrong. I'll give you one clue. I am a Xennial. Oh, yeah. What is that? Look it up.
All right. On that note, don't believe the BS.
Stay uncommon.